This evening.
Recording in progress.
Okay, one second. Either I wrote down to myself, just to give you a sense of what people ask me. In the last week and a half, approximately 78 questions. Are that related to... I actually counted. That's one possibility. I want to do something which I prefer to do, which is to discuss conceptual frameworks of Tisha B'Av. But maybe I'll do that at Tisha B'Av. Depending on the... What was that?
We'll leave it up to Rambam this time.
Okay, so since I wrote down all these questions, I will now proceed to discuss them. we'll begin with the issue of rechitza, bathing, or in our terminology, showering. You may have noticed that it's warm outside. Perhaps you didn't notice it. So here we have a clear din shulchan aruch. Yesh nagim, I'm reading Tavkus and Nalav Sifte Zayin. Yesh nagim shel alirchos miyosh chodesh. Wow. V'yesh einim noyim elav b'shavuzo. So some from Rosh Chodesh. Of course, when Shabruah points out, Rosh Chodesh falls out of the Shabbos, then you allow alirchos afkol gufo b'chamim. Why? Because someone who bathes Erev Shabbos, Echot Shabbos, that would be permissible. And the Ramah right away adds, if there's a tzarech mitzvah involved, it's permissible, referring to a woman who's a nida, goes to the mikvah. So prior to that, rochetzes v'toveles. And then the Amor goes on to say that v'nogim shelo lirchot tzapilu b'tzalman v'ashtabish ve'ilach, also to us adeshe, that even using cold water, there's an Easter of bathing in cold water from Rosh Chodesh on. Imagine, 9 days from Rosh Chodesh, which was on Shabbos, all the way to Tisha B'Av on Sunday, not to bathe even the Tzoma. But people bear Shabbos Shachazon, also Lirchatz, which is this coming Friday. Ki im Rosho, upon of Yadav Ragla, Bitzona. Yesh Mekilim, b'chapipa, sarosh, b'chamin, l'misharagl, b'kach, kol Shabbos. So this issue is, in and of itself, the subject of a major discussion among the Gdolei Achronim. The person in Shavuah has a comment here when he talks about Panav Yadav Ragla, that the Ramah permits Erev Shabbos Chazon, says the Mishavuah, without soap, please sabon. Just to give you an example of the difference in culture between the days of the Mishavuah and Zmaneinu Anu. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach right away notes that clearly sabon is permissible, just like Erev Shabbos, as Mr. Brewer mentioned, as I just cited a moment ago. Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, mutar lirchatz afkol gufo b'chamin, and that includes use of soap as well. Mr. Brewer does not mention that. So, many, of course, as you understand very well, that today the practice is to bathe. I'll get to the 9 days in a moment, but certainly to bathe even b'chamin on Erev Shabbos chazon. I heard from Rav Asher Weiss, a guy named Rav Asher Weiss, quoted from his Rebbe, the Kloisenberger, Rav, that for one to go ahead and bathe b'chamin in warm water Erev Shabbos chazon, that is kalus hadas. Of course, that's the Kloisenberger, and he lived in different days than the days that we live today. And the Kloisenberger, and this was Agoin Rav Asher Weiss mentioned as well, that in Europe, they used to have bathhouses. I remember bathhouses on the Lower East Side. But the bathhouses were closed in Europe. And Erev Shabbos Chazon, they were not willing to go ahead and bathe. That was not the practice. So now, there's a famous psak, which is very well known. Actually, it's known in the name of Agoin Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin Zatzal. He's really the originator of the psak, which is relevant with Zmaneinu Anu, and it's quoted by many Achronim, and I heard it myself from Agoin Hashem Anayin Zatzal, and from Aras Soloveitchik Zatzal, also mentioned the name of Henkin, that those who are knowing Birchot Tadir, which I believe is our practice, hopefully, that the people who bathe on an ongoing basis, they're considered to be in the gather of Istinis. Istinis is someone who's a Mefunok. I'll show you, translate Mefunok. Fastidious, one who's squeamish, one who is very medactic regarding health, cleanliness, hygiene is all it should be. And the halacha is that isness, even by avelus, Chazal would not certainly would not makbid because there's no din that a person should be b'tzar. Umar has a yuma, a famous havamina, the one who thought that on a day like Yom Kippur, since it's a din of inui, you should go into the sun, into the broiling sun, as we have here on an ongoing basis, and bake in the sun. So the Gemara says, no, there's no halacha of tzar. There's a din of chamisha yuyin. There's no obligation that a person should be b'tzar. So therefore, Rav Henkin Zatzal Paskin the halacha that in Europe, and in Europe they worked in the fields. In Europe, undoubtedly, the hygiene situation was nowhere near what it is today. So they somehow did not use the heter of isness, but unquestionably we use the heter of isness. And this heter is also quoted not just from Rav Henkin Zatzal, but Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, I heard from Rav Nissim Alpert a number of times from his Rebbe Rav Moshe. That we're something on the poskim that we are obviously bekel lirchos kol haguf be'erev Shabbos. I'm just starting with erev Shabbos chazayin, and then we will continue from there. And again, the reason is because people shower every day. People are in the gather of istinus, which I said even for Nobel is permissible. And certainly, as Mr. Gruer himself says, someone whose minig is to bathe every erev Shabbos, the chol Shabbos, certainly he would be permitted to go ahead and do so. Now the question is chamin. Hot water, because the Rama says, Nogim shall lirchos afil b'tzayinan v'yosh chadish reinchot. Which was on Tumas HaDeshet, even using cold water. One should not bathe using cold water. So, what Chazal, apparently, this is what Eshav Ram, the Muchacha Rav writes, I saw, that this tzayinan is lav dafka, mamish tzayinan. But rather, what Chazal meant, chamin, was what the Hamonam called tzayinan. That's what Eshav Ram writes. That's a rather fascinating chiddush. So a little hot water, so you shouldn't feel the discomfort of the cold. That's how he presents this particular issue. As I just mentioned, so by starting with that halacha, and as far as soap is concerned, so as I mentioned there, Achron write that one should not use soap. However, I mentioned Avshalom Zalman Oyebach is mekel regarding soap. The question is, what's the issue? Why is there an iser of using soap? So I saw, and I started looking around this week, and many people asked me many different questions. I pointed out, and so this gives the opportunity to look in Dovya Chodeh, which I never do, to be quite honest. That's not my approach. But in the Salmas Chayim, which are the Chumas of Rabbi Sochayim Zunenfeld, the Sound of Rachel, the Rabbi Yerushalayim, so he points out that if it's not possible for a person to cleanse their body without the use of soap and other such items, so then there's no question, Mutter Lehizrachi Sim Sabo. So these are all svaris lichoed Shabbos. That's what we're talking about. Lichoed Shabbos. We're talking about erev Shabbos chazayim. That's where there was. If there's any kula, it existed then. The question is, in the middle of the week. Then we were talking about tonight and yesterday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. What's the heter to go ahead? Because they're only talking about an erev Shabbos chazayim. That's the discussion of all the Dali Achrayim.
Is there a difference
between the whole group of Basakas? Yes, I'll get to that in a second. The Pashas, if there's a heter in the middle of the week, it's only part of the other Rambam, then mind turning it. I mean, as most people would not mind turning it after during this weather. But the heter is only part of the other Rambam. Only a person's face and the person's legs and a person's hands, that's what they were accustomed to do, was man chazal, part of the other Rambam. But there's a tzad v'okir of the Emtza Shavua for the following reason. There's a din in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur that a person is allowed to go ahead and engage in rechitza. If it's not, rechitza shol tainug. That's the din. The Gemara has in Yuma, we saw it also, chtotem b'rosho, rechitz kedarko v'enechashesh, asoch kedarko v'enechashesh, the Gemara says, that if a person, God forbid, has scabs on his head or other kinds of abrasions or whatever type of contusion a person may have on one's body, so one is allowed to go ahead and do sicha, and one is allowed to go and do rechitza, as long as it's not rechitza shel tainug. So there's no question that b'zmanin u'anu, that it's not considered to be rechitza shel tainug when a person goes ahead and showers during the course of the 9 days. I'm talking about these days, not talking about erev Shabbos chazon that we spoke about a moment ago, but we're talking about if a person is perspiring, a person is sweating, a person has lichluch. Even if one has lichluch in one part of one's body, or let's say in many parts of a body, what is he going to do? Do the spot cleaning, as it were, the way you would do spot cleaning on clothing, spot cleaning on your body? No, that would not be a tircha for someone to go ahead and do so. Therefore, there's a heter to bathe the entire body. He's essentially, this is now during the course of the week, so therefore the Mishnah Berurah himself actually earlier, not here, talks about also this issue in the Halachas of Taniyos. He speaks about a person who sweats a lot, so then there's no question that that would be permissible to go ahead, and therefore, Yigus Meshe, writes Halacha, it's actually in Ebla Ezra of all places. He writes, Biyom Cham, on a hot day, Umisrachit Sahabu Razeo, Below the Shem Taindu, Yesh Lachio. So that's basically the situation. What was that?
It's Sunday.
We're talking about coming to that issue in a second. So, again, as I said, even the Kloisenberg, that's Ayes Hagoyen HaRosh HaLais. So I asked him, what? The Rebbe would not, let's say someone is, use a nice expression. Someone is odoriferous. So the question is whether he would be allowed to go ahead, according to the Kloisenberg, according to his Rebbe, would he be allowed to engage in Mechitza? So he told me yes. Because if he would be odoriferous and it's likened to Lichluch, that's one heter. I think there's another heter as well. It's called Kavod Abrius. It's called Have Some Deacherus for other human beings, etc., who can't be within your presence. And therefore, when I learned in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, which I mentioned a few times, but I won't mention it now, for you'll see why. There was a gentleman, an Israeli gentleman, who was a member of our area, and he had a minhag apparently of bathing once a month. And so after 2 days, we decided that he has to be eliminated. I don't mean literally eliminated. He simply was, first we asked him to leave the room, and then we simply ejected him. That took care of the problem. Anyway, so the there's no question that both Haterim, Kavod Abrius, and the other Heter that I just mentioned, even from the Kloisenbergers itself, odoriferous, a scent that's not too pleasing, or for that matter, Lichluch, Zeya, Rechitza Shira Shaltayim, it's what to now. The Pashup Shat, getting to the question that Dr. Stern asked, we're getting to Chamin, there's no doubt that clearly Chamin is much more effective in removing Lichluch, and removing Zeya, then some. That's already mentioned by Poskin as well. Apparently, even Rav Henkin also waiting on that. So there are those who will tell you that on Erev Shabbos Chazor, those who are very machmir like the early Achronim, they'll tell you you should do it pan of Elva Ragla, or do it limb by limb, or use lukewarm water, supposed to, but in my mind, what I heard from Nisim Babelzatzal, and also from all Merabeim, you allow the Chathchila to use Chamin in the course of the week. Now we have Shabbos Chazoy and Chamin, Ip Sabon, whatever is necessary. Again, it should be Mechitza Shel Tainan, which means that if you stay in the shower 10 minutes, some people ask me, can I play Jewish music in the shower? Ask these questions.
That's during 3 weeks or in general?
In general.
Only a cappella in the
what?
Only a cappella in the shower.
I hope a cappella, I told you, yes, you weren't here, but I asked Adonai Shalom Willis, that's all about a cappella, he holds it's awesome in 3 weeks. I can't distinguish between a cappella and maybe you can, instrumental music. I'm not such a mumche, even though I took an aptitude test after high school and I scored highest as a musician. So that tells you a lot about aptitude tests. But also, I'm saying that he holds a cappella with us. He said there's no distinction between the truth is I've been to a cappella a number of times. I can't really tell the difference. It's very powerful and very effective. Oh, we have a kohen is also a chazan yodua. So you can tell whether a cappella, you can tell the difference. You can.
Sure.
You're a mumche. So, but someone like me who's a novice doesn't have that capacity to tell the difference between the two. Halacha b'maisa, I told everyone who asked me this week, and there were those who asked in the shul regarding showering. Lechatchila, you can shower. Bechamin, kol gufo, im sabon, whatever's necessary, but make sure it's not 10 minutes. Let it be Rechiz Hashem Shal time.
I promise myself every day.
What's that?
Every day.
Every Shabbos Chazon ain't suffering. Ain't welcome to stop. The Chiddush is that even during the week, that's what I'm saying. Now, by the way, I passed it also to Al-Mokha. There's a piece of Tshuva that even in the Ramon writes in Avelos Yerodea that a novel should not bathe for 30 days. And there are those who follow Ramon. But I, when I was in Avel, both from my father and my mother, Leah Mashalom, I actually showered the first day of Shiva. Not in both cases. In one case, because I was sweating, and it was lichluch, and so I felt there's a makom lahakel. So again, rechitza shel tainim is that which is us now. How you define rechitza shel tainim? Then yes, there's a makom badun. But I would say it's a function number one of the length of the rechitza, the length of the shower. There's no need for a lengthy shower, if a person just wants to remove perspiration and sweat and the like, I don't think you have to have a lengthy shower. I think 2 or 3 minutes or 4 minutes, whatever the Eluvam Shalem Shia. So that certainly will not be limited to a Shia, but I think that that is permissible. Mechian was like, based on Istanis, based on Litloch, and based on the Shalem Shal Taidut, based on Zeyam, based on all the things that I said. So we started with Erev Shabbos Chazon, and then we proceeded to the week. And in my mind, there's no question that's Mutl Hatzchila, that one is, especially in this weather, and this weather is relatively moderate. Because the Gemara says in Bracha Shul is the kind of Kashmir Kaita. The end of the summer is much hotter than it is at this point. It's just the beginning of summer. And it's quite cool out there. You probably just didn't notice it. Yeah.
Originally, when there was no header for doing during the week, they wanted to have the fun of the end of a Ragla,
right?
You know, point was Deos. What were they saying? They were saying, show, what's the gender? It's Tanuk? Like, what are they monitoring?
The assumption is that. The Isser is only Rechitzas Kol HaGuf. That's the Isser. Chazal said one of the Isserim of the of this period. By the way, Sfaradim are much more Mekel in all these areas. I'll give you, I hope I'll get to the next example. Someone asked me today about giving their clothing. They're about to travel and they want to give their clothing to the next door neighbor who's a Sfaradim who's going to wash it for them. They wash it without a difficulty whatsoever. Especially this year, there's no Shavuot Shachal or Tisha B'Av, and also they make a general in all these areas. So he asked me if he's allowed to do that. So then he asked me, so I said, no. I said, is he no Shiloh? I'm giving it to a goy. That's a discussion in the Poski, the Shavuot said it's Asa. And then giving it to a Koveset or to the cleaners, that's also Asa. So he said, what happens if it just happens to land in their property? In the shul. It's going to land in their property, and then she just happens to pick it up and put it in her washing machine all day, of course it happened. And then it comes back to them nicely clean. And I say, listen, you can do whatever you like at the end of the day, but that's called the lack of your shalom. Yes. I'm sorry? No, I'm sorry. So, mechitza, the issue is mechitza is called aguf. That's the issue. Part of the other is not considered to be mechitza. It's interesting. The Gemara says that Hillel, I am rechitz, part of the other ragam, called Yahim the Chvay Kainai. That Gemara, that he did it every day in order to honor his creator. Means a person should have a not just a healthy body, but a clean body. That's something that's very significant and very, very important. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I believe the Mishnah is without that makes a distinction on shampooing hair. Why is it?
Okay, I have to, I seem referring to.
See, you're allowed to shampoo your hair.
He's the lotion of the, look at the, I'm sorry, the Sharuf. That's the Ramon. That there are those who say you're allowed to, so you're assuming that Chapipa Sarosh Bechamin, Mr. Guru says, Avalob Zayef, Shosin Meifet. That's talking about soap. I don't think he's talking about shampoo, as far as I know. The issue is another issue. The issue is Sicha. Because one of the Isurim is also called Sicha. How do you translate Sicha? Anointing.
Anointing.
So that the Sicha, we assume, is Bechlav Rechitza Hasura. That's subsumed under the issue of Rechitza. It's mentioned actually in Simen. Take a look over here. In Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, it should be. 1 second. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. Here it is. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Sifcha Ches. In the Sifcha Ches, Mr. Brewer. Because the Mechaber mentions above, the same issue as Rechitza. Rechitza Shotanim is also. So is Sicha Shotanim. Mishne Shoftata Verosha Sof Yidaka Verosha. It says in Shabru there, in Tov Kuf Tunda with Tov Ches, Sicha Mikri Bidom Shadak with Zofubo. Go Beshemen of Mechelet. Beboris Uchai Gabi. Now I see Beshemen, that's what you're referring to. Shemen referring to some sort of, what do you call, shampoo or oil. Oh, Mechelet, they use tallow. The Boris and Sout, Possibly in Yemio, in Techapsi Banesse, the Sabino Boris, Nichtam Avenia Pepona, and Hashem Lekin. So this refers to, today that's what it's referring to over here. So back over here, when the Ramos said, Yesh Makilam Achatim Savesh Makam, the Mishrogo Makah, Kol HaShabes, and the Mishabura said, but not with so. That's what he says. Now, again, I'm just trying to point out the reason, ostensibly, is because of this issue of Sicha, but it seems to me that why do people use soap or shampoo for that matter? The Nikoyon, or the Griot, for health reasons, or for cleanliness reasons, and there's no question that I don't see any issue of Sicha with shampoo, or for that matter, I mean, all kinds of shampoo. I think I mentioned once that I brought to Rabbi Nevinson Shlita many, many years ago. I wanted to test, and I a man who took organic chemistry in my day. So therefore, I wanted to test the viscosity of different liquids. And I brought him 20 different liquids. I wanted to know what's called nozel, what's not called nozel. Let's say on Shabbos, let's start with toothpaste. So then Machlokes HaPoskim, by using toothpaste and toothbrushes on Shabbos. So many Poskim are Mekel. I'm not going to go through these sermons. Well, no, many Poskim discuss it. It was initially discussed by a Roshiv in Chicago, Agoyim Mordechai Rogo, about 75 years ago. He wrote a tshuva. That's one of the earliest tshuvas on toothpaste. And they mentioned all the issues, all the issurim. Anyway, so one of the issues, of course, is the issue of toothpaste. That the issue Rav Moshe Feinstein holds is called mimareach. And that means smoothing or smearing. And then he also has an issue called mimachek. You're removing the tartar. So as he said, the only way you're going to remove the tartar is hydrochloric acid. Then you remove the tartar, you remove the teeth as well. But oh, yeah, the dentist is. So anyway, so the kitzer, so he didn't think that it was asim shulamachek. We don't understand that at all. But the other issue is that mimareach. So if I use a liquid to place a tackle in my mouth. So I wanted to know what's called liquid. So I agreed with Rabbi Nevinson, different viscosities of liquid, approximately 35. I had a whole base medication in action. They all saw me coming with my massive box. And I actually numbered them. At the end, he was machmir an order. Machmir an order. So I asked him, Hayim maran harav, gam kereya machmir kazeh? So he said, no. Avanilo Maranharab. That means his Rebbe, Hashem Zalman. He would not have been Machmir and the way he was Machmir. And he said, then he tells me, Anilo Seg Bechimia. And he Pashut Boyodea, Mazel Nozer, Mazel Pashut Gush, and he Musab. But I thought the last one, the last part, was certainly Nozer. I didn't see the issue. I actually had my Chavre, professor of chemistry, so he told me there's no question that viscosity wise that this is liquid without even a subject. Okay, this is just in terms of the some of the issues that relate to, the Chazon Ish. I assume you're aware that Bnei Brak is a bit warmer than it is over here. Maybe you didn't notice. Maybe you would have been Bnei Brak during the 9 days. I arrived in Hatzisrael, Tel Aviv, first time in my life in 71. And it was sweltering in the airport. There were no air conditioners. And at that moment, I came to Hatzisrael. I wanted to go back in the plane. I'm being honest. Luckily, I didn't. And Baruch Hashem, I'm still in Eretz Yisrael. Not from then, but came back and once again returned Baruch Hashem. So the Chazon Ish was machmir. He held also this kaleach, the top tishat yom emelu. I saw it quoted by the Orchas Aben of the disciples Zatzal, with Mishpacha the Chazon Ish Shabbatimbal. He was machmir. And like, as I said, even the Admor Mikloisenberg was also machmir, but Hagana of Asher Weiss, his Talmud Mubak, told me that if a person were to be honoriferous, well, the issue of Kavod Abrius, even his Rebbe would be Mekel. Kach Shamati, we pin Kotcho, so I'm going to Moshe Weiss.
So back then, people probably cared less of that smell than to do that.
That is the correct statement. I can tell you from that, I mentioned from 1971, when I lived in the yeshiva, so we were all Americans, Anglos, and there was this Israeli chap, I studied this today, it's a big Rosh Hashiva, that's a song. It's an other government. So, matter of fact, he actually, this Rosh Hashiva is Makam of Sorum, and so he was my roommate many, many decades ago. And a number of years ago, before I moved to Rabbi Chemish, so he came and said a shir here. So one of my children, so he told me, Abba, your roommate is saying a shir here in Rabbi Chemish. Maybe you want to hear. So I generally don't really go to a lot of shirim, but I decided to go. And the shir was on the topic of, I think we have here, if I'm not mistaken, that all the meters, the water meters are not, there are two types of water meters, digital water meters, what do we have? We have electronic water meters. Now they have in Yerushalayim, in some areas of Yerushalayim, everything really is electronic. If I'm not mistaken, what do we have? Digital water meters? Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So, or mechanical.
Yeah.
Correct. I thought the mechanical, not digital. In Yerushalayim, now they have digital, electronic digital meters. They're a bit more progressive than, shall we say, with all due respect by Chavish. Anyway, so this Rosh Hashiva came and said that it's also to use certainly the digital meters on Shabbos. He calls up Sikresha. And then he said, so I asked him about what about the mechanical ones? Also also. So what should I do? He said. He told me the following in front of an audience, about 300 people, Rabbi Prosel Chum, Hanukkah Yeshivas. He said, we should fill up a barrel of water, which is what he does at Shabbos, and that's what he should use. So I thought, Yatsa midato. That's why I won't mention his name. I thought he just lost it. He lost all of his marbles. So I started off with him in the middle of the shiur. First, the issue was, is that called a psikresha? In the moment that you go ahead and use it, then automatically it registers. Is that so? Or is there a lot of grummers over here? I thought Pashut, a lot of grummers over here. And then we went to a whole discussion, and then people told me, Al tafriya la Rosh HaYeshiva. That's what they told me. Squeeze out Israelis. Of course, when they interrupt, it's fine. Only if I interrupt an Anglo-Saxon, it's a problem. Okay, what else to do? Anyway, so though that didn't disturb me, who's that? So I made him, I chepped him the whole shiur. And then after the shiur, he came running over to me. He says, Mizek Kvodo. Is that Rosh? So I joke with people. Kvodo Mother Elon, etc. Anyway, so he discovered that was his roommate of over 40 years ago. And he says, where have you been for 40 years? So I said, B'chutzaretz. Anyway, we're reunited today even more so. He's a machmir shen kamo, and I'm a mechmir shen kamo. Okay. He's an odin gobel. He's a man who knows the entire shechonah ha'pulya. I'm not joking. Odin gobel, but gabi rabba. He learned in the yishuv. Anyone know what the yishuv is here? Okay. I have to give an education here too. The yishuv was a place that was under a cheren. Because it was considered to be a place that had secular education. Anyway, so the had secular education. As a result, it was condemned. And out of the issue came some of the biggest Gedolei Yisrael imaginable, who happened to have a Hachoras Hadas. That's really, in my mind, something that's very special. Okay, I want to the next issue, which is the issue of swimming. I mean, people ask me about swimming, and they want to know what the age is. During the 9 days, I went crazy this issue this week. And people ask me about swimming because they do so on an ongoing basis for health reasons, for exercise reasons. There's no question that's mutter. And that's shum isa. Similar to, that's not rechitza shel tainu. That is rechitza she'eino shel tainu. And that's for health reasons. Mishnah Berurah actually discusses the question in Sif Katan Tzadikei over here. Tzadikei. Discusses this because the Machat Ramah here. Ramah actually tells us if you want to look at the Gilgitzan and Dabla, you see where it says, Hanu Kol Gufa. I'll point the other Ramah, Shur Lichas Betsen. The Isa is only Rechitz Kol Gufa, Dr. Kalos. That's what Mishabru mentioned in Tzadik Dabla. El Ina Tvila. What about going to the Mikveh or Shabbos? They asked me that question also. There are people in the Shul who go to the Mikveh or Shabbos. Isn't that absolutely beautiful? There's a mikveh not far from here. It's used in a very popular kind of fashion. I think it's on our block, if I'm not mistaken.
I've heard you.
You know me well. I do use a mikveh, but only once a year, twice a year. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur. My brother Shlita goes to the mikveh every Yom Shabbos. So we used to go to the mikveh every Yom Shabbos when I was in the yeshiva, only for one reason. There was no hot water in our yeshiva. So I went to the mikveh. I used to meet there. I'm going to Adam Miller Shlita, the mikveh in Rechavia. Yad Tamar. You know that shul? Yad Tamar. Very beautiful shul. So anyway, kids, so I went to the mikveh. It also had a sauna. Nachapal Zachit. So I lost it. Anyway, so even Mishnah Berurah writes over here that Ulein Yitzvila. I'm not even talking about Erev Shabbos Mutar. If you go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos, that's permissible. Awesome. If you don't do it on an ongoing basis, Mishnah Berurah said, then you should not go ahead and go to the mikvah and have a Shabbos during this period of time. So the Mishnah Berurah, again, as I said, interesting that I started looking into this matter. Many people asked me, as I said, about they wanted to know, can I stay in the mikvah? Is there a shear for by staying in the mikvah? Unbelievable. So I said, no, Elud Vam Shen Nam Shir. But it seems to me that if you go in and you stay there, let's say the water's nice and cold, then that's already Mechita Shel Tainu. That would be awesome. That would not be permissible. Now, swimming is awesome during the 9 days. What about? So then they started up in this shul. I can't imagine how many women asked me about their children swimming during the 9 days. And they also asked me, what about a sprinkler? I know what a sprinkler is. I didn't know there were sprinklers in Eretz Yisrael. Never heard of it. I know that we used to actually go in the fire hydrant. You know what a fire hydrant is? You know what a fire hydrant is?
Sure.
You've never had it in South Africa. A fire hydrant. So anyway, we used to open up the fire hydrant and the sprinkler would come out. We used to, the whole summer, that's what we did there. basically. So the summer was like the 9 days. But the so regarding kids going swimming under the sprinkler, it's pashut that the following. If a kid already is higia lechinuch lehisabel al Yerushalayim, then it's awesome. Now, what age is that? So it depends on the kid. Some are older. They had to come to, I spoke about the issue of Abdullah. That's what I discussed it actually on Friday night. So that's why I personally thought that they start up with me on that issue too. That I say Abdullah myself. And last Matzah Shabbos. So this Matzah Shabbos, but it's Bishop of, so it's not relevant. But last Matzah Shabbos, I discussed it in the second minute on Friday night. My minute is to go ahead and drink the grape juice myself. I don't think I could find a child who's in this gather, namely the gather of someone who knows what a bracha is, but not the gather of chinuch l'saba Yerushalayim. I don't know what age that is. I don't even know if there are, maybe your children are very precocious, and your children are precocious, all your children are precocious. I don't think I can find such children. Anyway, whatever the case is, if the kid already has come to a point where he understands what the human Yerushalayim is, so then the human sasa can go swimming. What about younger children? So it's clear to me also, someone asked me, one woman told me, there's no reason of a chitza when it comes to young children. I said, Ahush Shaytas, where does it say that? I'm not familiar with that halacha. That, then he asked me, another woman, if a kid has cradle cap. So then, obviously, you can wash it, b'chamin, to get rid of the cradle cap. But now, b'chtad de rosh, as I just spoke about a moment ago, suddenly, or the kid is dirty, some kids get very dirty. And but again, the idea of swimming during the 9 days that I saw in the Kaf HaChaim something very striking. It's a beautiful sefer. Kaf HaChaim, I actually started using it a lot recently. It brings a minute that people went swimming during the 9 days, and it's talking about bitzayna and adults. So if that's the case, certainly young children, Kaf HaChaim, the Moshe Kaf HaChaim. If adults can go swimming during the 9 days, again, because the question that the Rambam said, there is such a minute bitzayna, but the Mechaber doesn't mention such a practice of bitzayna. And generally, they, from what I understand, it's clear that young children going swimming, I myself asked, I'm going to find Shabbos, that's all, where your brother is, I believe. So I asked him many years ago, he told me it's mutar l'chatchila, into a problem for young children to go swimming during the 9 days and see the issue of the cloud. Now, there's another issue.
Is it instructional or fun?
So that's the question. I don't remember. He felt it's the issue isn't called a zilzol of the 9 days. So I imagine what they do in the camps, I know this is what the my talmidim have told me, there are councils in many camps in the United States right now. They have a siyum every single night. Every single night with a siyum. Today, they don't have a siyum on El Tishabo. But anyway, they have a siyum every single night. Whether the Bechavi for it or not, that's another question. But they different people make siyum every single night of the 9 days. And then they also told me regarding swimming. Of course, they go swimming. It's all instructional swim. So I asked, how long is the instructional swim? 2 hours. Wow. He told me they need a lot of instruction. So that's the mark, you know, where the instructional swim is concerned. The Achronim are very pretty machmir about this. And again, I'll just mention another issue or two. I see already the problems. I haven't covered anything. Many people asked me this week about Sit Beis. Sit Beis is a very fascinating halacha, which is not difficult to define exactly what's included, what's not included. What's called Bidin Shal Simcha? What's called Bidin Shal Simcha? Beis Chasnis Lubno, or Bidin Shal Tzir V'Kiyo. The Tzir Shal Simcha. So the Mishavura writes, who I didn't call Binyan, I'm reading good days, Mishavura. Any kind of construction, Chain Tzarech, Lo, the Dirasa, Raksha Eisek, and La Avocha Baal. How many people ask me about this week? I would say probably 15 to 20 people who are doing some sort of construction or fixing something or renovating something. What's called the harbacha? What's called the harbacha, which is basically seemingly means not that something that I need so fundamentally, but rather something that's going to enhance my living in this particular residence, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'll tell you, I wrote down a list of what they asked me. I wrote it down for myself because to give you examples, can I fix a doorknob? My shelves came apart with my smart alarm. Can I fix a car? Can I fix an appliance? My washing machine is not working. You can't use it anyway. Just going. Can I wallpaper my house? Can I paint? There's a spot that needs painting, etc. Through the course of the 9 days. Is this cool? Can I put in a new rug? Is it what's called Binyan Shel Harbacha? How do you translate this term? How do you translate Harbacha? Very complicated, not so simple. So I thought something that's functional, go to the Chatzilah. Fixing doorknobs, fixing cars. You need a car. Cars are functional. item that you use on an ongoing basis. Many people use it daily. I use it daily, that's for sure. And for that matter, and this is what I want to get into, let's say putting in a new rug. So what's that going to do? Well, enhance the decor of the house. That to me is awesome. That's mamash bin shalvacha. But they're trying to figure out what's called a bin shalvacha, what's not called a bin shalvacha. And many people ask me, what about if I contract it with a non-Jew to do this before the 9 days? And you can only do it during the 9 days. You know, that's the way it always happens. I go for sales in the 9 days, and it doesn't work in the 9 days. Everything can only be done during the 9 days. That's really amazing how somehow the Yitzhahara is working on that. This guy is hacking me with mowing the lawn. You're worrying about Shemitah. I said, you still have time to mow the lawn before Shemitah. That's not it. After he heard last night, he was here last night, and he says, I'm frightened out of my wits, he told me today. What are you frightened about? Shemitah is the most exciting thing in 7 years, and every 7 years was Zechut to Shemitah. Wow, what could be more beautiful than Shemitah, eating pears with Dusha Shemitah. He actually alluded to it, Rabbi Blum, last night, going to. He had mentioned this as well. Those who contend with the Ramban that there's a mitzvah to eat Peru Shvias Bikdushasa. Not 100% clear the Ramban, but many suggest that the Ramban, and Rabbi Baldassi, and others as well, and others disagree. So he asked me about mowing the lawn. So is that called Bini Shal Simcha? I said, it's one thing, landscaping. Then I understand that's a Bini Shal Simcha. But cutting the grass, what they call in modern Hebrew, Tisporet. This was known as Tisporet, also relevant to Shvita. But the Tisparet, taking a haircut, giving the lawn a haircut, that's what they call Tisparet Shal Shemitah. Anyway, so the Chura, there's a distinction. I think one has to somehow find a way to distinguish between Bini Shal Harocha and Bini Shal Shal Harocha. And I have many other examples, but many people ask me about shopping. I don't need it right now, but I'm going to need it the day after Tisha B'Av. I need a new fan. I need a new air conditioning system. I need something for my kids. Again, so what's that called? Is that called Maso Mata? That's also another halacha. There's a din. You're not supposed to engage in Maso Mata. Mimati b'Maso Mata. What's called Maso Mata? Mishabura says, you go, Niknos Kli Kesef, Osor Chupa v'Chadenga. Someone here in this neighborhood who's a man go for a child 2 days into Tisha B'Av. So they ask me, can I buy Sorche Chupa? No question about it. Mutal Hatzila. Because it's double harvey, and they won't have it. You're not going to find everything in the Tisha B'Av. So you also have to have. So he, and then he asked me, "How do you know all these things?" I said, "It's called Ma'amukin. That's a sefer that I'm very fond of. Seichel. The Baruch Hashem gave us seichel. We learn the halacha, and we try to apply it. You don't have to. There's a person in this shul, more than one, two or three. Eifo ze katuv. I told him the sefer Ma'amukin. That's where written, and I have a very, very deep sefer.
It's a sefer that you can.
I don't have to write all the Svarim I've been written. Every possible sefer has been written on all these topics. There are hundreds of Svarim on these topics. I'm sure you'll find it. There are more Svarim published among the thousand pieces to make on the app. We see it every week in the shul here, in every single shul in this neighborhood. All the Svarim that are out there, new Svarim. There are more Svarim published here in a week than there are in Chutzar to the entire year. Another one of the thousand pieces. If you have a lot of money, you want to just splurge on Svarim. But anyway, I'm not going to tell you that. Even though somehow they seem to come into my house all this while. Lignos play Kesa, but Sarah Chupa. Stam Maso Matan, it's all my call. What's called Stam Maso Matan? How do you define this? What's the definition of Maso Matan? So someone asked me, three people asked me this week, can I buy new furniture? After this week, I asked, why this week? It's on sale. It's amazing. And the Sahara is working overtime, for the 9 days. Okay, I just want to mention another issue that's also called about chaber, tispora, taking the haircut, the shaving. It applies to men and women. Many women ask me about, this one asked me about waxing, this one asked me about plucking eyebrows, all about different types of cosmetic. It could be, that's not called tispora. Maybe that's not the included definition of taking a haircut. Perhaps I can understand that. And the issue is, of course, regarding she doesn't want to be misgana labaila. That's always a good reason. That's an excellent reason. And so there are people who are very nakal, those who are machmir. Someone asked me about a young child, because regarding cutting nails, the Shabura here quotes machmir, he's going to Shabura Shechalba. But this week, we don't have Shabura Shechalba. So yes, she's at Makom Balkel, but if a child's going to scratch himself, that's what they asked me, or dirt will collect underneath, unquestionably, that also would be a head there. Then they asked me about cutting hand nails and feet nails, so somehow the meaning of not to do both in the same day. That's mentioned. Actually, the very famous famous practice. My mother had shown wow. I tell you, I can't begin to describe what would happen when she would cut our nails when we were a year old, year and a half old, 2 years old. If God forbid a nail would fall down the floor.
Sure.
The entire family would be involved searching. I don't know how to describe it. Now, there's a Gemara in Vayikra, one of the few tests. So the Gemara says that nail of his fetish, oh, there's a nail.
It moves, it's okay.
So, say that again, she said, Makom, Makel. But also, the Gemara says, but this is not true today. Isha, baby, do Asha, let's take up. Women are not found in Bezmedish. I don't know, I know a lot of women around Bezmedish. Someone calls me from the University of Pennsylvania. The Rameh Goldberg calls Pen Yifta Labachem. You shouldn't go there because Pen Yifta Labachem is 100% right. Rameh Twersky, Shlita, told me that to go to the second university today is Rabbi by Alba. I'll give him a grandson of Asa Labachem, who's a Harvard graduate. Tells me that Harvard, where you went. He tells me that to go to the second university is Rabbi by Alba. Wow, that's quite a statement. And he made. He said, well, Rabbi Shechter agrees with me, Rabbi Willard agrees with me. So I asked Rabbi Shechter, Rabbi Willard. So Rabbi Shechter said, he's right. <You don't know. laughs> And Rabbi Willard said, well, if that's what Rabbi Twersky said, obviously he knows what he's talking about. Anyway, the kid said, so he asked him, how could you go to Harvard? He said, this is my sheep. How could you go to Harvard? Oh, that was 100 years ago. And the situation that was there, he's 100% right for that also. Okay, I'm not going into that discussion. That needs a separate discussion, but I'm just giving an example. That this fellow calls me. He was in Pennsylvania and asked me a discussion today about cutting hand nails and foot nails. And then he says, Isha ben Lash Lashicha, but in his face, men and women learning together. There's no problem. So, Ishricha. This is what tells me this. He doesn't come out by cup. It's really something amazing how people have it. I get a kick out of all this. I want to mention one last thing. Okay, I guess I can't go further. The big sale.
The master month is only about for purchasing. Or does it also mean that when
no, so the question
work
is,
when they want you to work less?
Yes, the guy asked me about giving shoes to a shoemaker. Is that called Maso Mata? Pasha said it's Muta. Because it's Tikkun Begon Mishonim. There's a difference between Tikkun Begon Chadoshim and Tikkun Begon Mishonim. That's what the post can bring down actually also here.
But I'm asking the other side. Like, should I schedule fewer meetings that I should be working less than a normal week?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that's not Maso Mata. Maso Mata means purchasing.
Correct.
Okay.
Purchasing. I mean, the problem is all the big sales are dafka during the 9 days. Map shop was it. So the answer is a dabar abe. But what's called a dabar abe? So I said many people told me, dabar abe, dabar abe. It won't come up again? No. The sale only comes during the 9 days. How is that possible? I'm amazed by all this. Absolutely.
Because people are selling stuff. No, the people are not going to come unless it's a sale.
Okay, I'll ask the last question I'll mention, and we'll stop because I try to stop at 9:15. Somebody asked me about sewing a button. A button fell off. I'll tell you one last story. Okay, Rav Zalovich, he said it over once in the Chubadosha. He would tell stories. The story was 15 minutes in Yiddish. That was the best part of it. So one fine day, the sun was shining, the birds were chirping. A little dramatic, but said in Yiddish. And the light is streaming through the window. The Chaim Alosha is sitting and learning. He sees the light streaming through the window. Wow. And more light. And more light. Before he knows it, he says, he tells, I forgot what his wife's name was. I don't want to say the wrong name. But so as you quoted his wife's name, he says to her in Yiddish, he says, Mashiach kum, Mashiach kum. So right away, he's jumping around, jumping up and down. And tells his wife, Mashiach's here, Mashiach's here. And then he's back. He puts on his longer echo, of course, puts on his... He's called the Rabbanan, as the Gemara calls it. And then he takes a look and realizes, oi, felt a knekel. A button is missing. So he tells his wife, everything he says, Mashiach kumt and felt a knekel. Kedish. Kedish came to the couple of the Mashiach. He came and was like, oh, that knekel? We came in the store? How can I possibly do it without the knekel? So a few moments later, his wife says that, Chaim! Ich hab gemacht, der Aruch has a Torahim. The Zuckman! The Zuckman! So Chaim Balochin says, Ich red von Moshiach. Und sie halt bei der Zuckman. I'm talking about Moshiach. She's worried about the soup burning. So sewing a button, I told five women, is mutter during the 9 days. And if the cuffs came down, what do I do? The cuffs came down for my son. You can pick it up. That's tickle the gun. You show Hashem Shad, that's mutter. I didn't see any issue with that. Now, in Europe, actually, I know you have to check this out. I don't know, you would know best about it. You would know these things. But they couldn't wash the clothing. So the woman used to leave them mending for the 9 days. I heard that from my mother last year. You ever heard that? Kashamati. And I actually, I tried to investigate it, but I couldn't find actually a makor. I heard from my mother, Shalom, that's what she heard from her mother who came from Vilna, that they went, the mending was not for 9 days, which is against the din shalach. Tfira was also during the 9 days, out of the tofer. Okay, so these are very fascinating shilas, and sometimes it's good to be a rav. So people ask you shilas, and you have to investigate, you have to see exactly what's going on, but the main thing is to understand the principles that are involved, and that's what's important. Shekaya.
Mending is also
no, so I'm saying, it's only about